Psalm 119, verses 73 through 80. Yud, verse 73, your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Verse 74, those who fear you shall see me and rejoice because I have hoped in your word. 75, I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Verse 76, let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to the servant, to your servant. Verse 77, let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Verse 78, let the insolent be put to shame because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts. Verse 79, let those who fear you turn to me that they may know your testimonies. And verse 80, may my heart be blameless in your statutes that I may not be put to shame. This section of eight verses in Psalm 119, verses 73 to 80, all of the verses begin with the letter Yud. Every word begins with the letter Yod or Yud. I pronounce it Yud in that Israel, Israelites or Israelis, Israelis pronounce this letter Yud in Israel. But I've heard it also from American Jews on both coasts, from New York and also from Los Angeles, pronounce this Yod. Yud is the 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The ancient symbol for the Yud was drawn as an arm with a closed hand. The modern Yud resembles our English Y sound. Of examples of the words that can that begin with Yud are one, Yah, which is the shortened name for Jehovah, as in Psalm 68, verse 4. In the Old King James Version, it says, sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Also, Yad. Yad means hand. First time that we see this used is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. That says, then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now, lest he reach out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. And there it is, Yadu, which is his hand. Yam means sea or ocean. The first time we see this used is in the plural form in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 10. This is God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And the plural, this is the first time that it's used in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 10, this word. And it's used in the plural, yamim, seas. Yud is feminine in gender and by its ancient pictograph means work, throw, or worship. Yud is the most frequently used letter in the alphabet, appearing approximately 11% in 11% of the Hebrew text. And as the 10th letter, Yud also has the numerical value of 10. Because of its value, Yud represents righteousness and completeness in Jewish tradition, as the work of God in his commandments given to Moses on stone tablets numbered 10, according to Exodus 20, verses 1 through 7. Moreover, because Yud represents worship and completeness, many rabbis view Yud as a symbol for the world to come. Because the letter has morphed into the smallest modern Hebrew letter, its modest size represents wisdom to many rabbis today, as truly wise individuals are in small supply. The letter Yud sounds very closely to the Hebrew word for hand, Yad. While the hand of the Lord is known for strength and deliverance and redemption, according to Exodus 13 and verse 9, the Messiah sits at the right hand of God, Psalm 80 verse 17 and Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. The Hebrew word for right hand is yamin, which is where we get the name Benjamin from, Benjamin, son of the right hand. He was called Benoni by his mother as in her naming him as she lay dying, and after her death, or Benoni, which means son of my sorrow, and Jacob, Yaakov, named him Benjamin, son of my right hand, the last son of Jacob. Now, Yod words in verses 73 through 80, verse 73 again, in the English Standard Version says, "Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments." Yadecha means your hands. We must seek wisdom to learn and understand God's commandments from He who created us anew and gave us His law. Isaiah 64, verse 8 says, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand." 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 speaks of us as new creations. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Verse 74, it says, "Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice because I have hoped in your word." Yerecha means the fear of you, and it is future tense, as the Yod quite often, but not always, but quite often, and when placed in front of a verb, an adverb or a verb, it may take on in the context of the, looking at the context of the sentence, it may take on the future tense, as it does in this case. Blessed by God's grace through Christ, we become a blessing to others. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 says, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." Verse 75, it says, "And I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous, and that in faithfulness you had afflicted me." Yadati means I know. Yada is the root word for that, for the word, and it's yada means to know, and yadati means I know. God was faithful to afflict Jesus for our sakes, therefore our afflictions too come forth by God's faithfulness to fulfill His word in us, to exalt Christ through us, and to glorify Himself by us. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10 says, "That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share in His sufferings," or in the Old King James Version it says, "and the fellowship of His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death." The word order is correct here, that we may know Him and know Him more deeply and more intimately, the power of His resurrection, that the truth of salvation becomes clearer and clearer as we've been saved by God's grace. And then, as we recognize that we are saved and that we grow more intimately with Him in the knowledge of Him and in the power and in the truth of salvation, their resurrection power, that we may have communion with Him in His sufferings. In other words, we join together with the Lord Jesus in His sufferings as He suffered, certainly not suffering unto the salvation of others, but suffering in that His goal was to save our souls and return save our souls to bring God glory, to bring the Father glory, and then return to the glory once knew with the Father before the world was. And now here we are, once we're saved, we desire to be with Him. However, we endure, we suffer in this world that we're surrounded by sin. And then we, so likewise, we commune in His sufferings. We suffer the same as He suffered, that He had to come to earth, leaving the glory that He knew with the Father. And then walking as a man, and so now we walking as redeemed souls rather than immediately rushing to heaven we accomplish the truth of Christ in our lives and becoming like him in his death. Verse 76, let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. Yehi, it's a compound, Yehi Na. Yehi Na means let it be, I pray, and it is in the future tense. Haya is the form of the verb to be, and it is Yehi becomes now future tense. And the verse, my commentary on the verse is that we need not seek escape from our afflictions, but Christ's comfort through them. And that by the promise found in God's word. Romans 15 and verse 4 says, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Verse 77, it says, let your mercy come to me and that I may live, for your law is my delight. Yavo uni means let come to me, also in future tense. See, if the depths of our soul, if in the depths of our soul we delight in God's law, our prayer must be to seek his mercy to live according to his gospel. Romans 7, verse 22 says, for I delight in the law of God in my inner being, by the inward man. And Hebrews 4, verse 16 says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Verse 78 says, let the insolent, or in the Old King James Version, let the proud be put to shame, because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts. In verse 78, the Hebrew word that it begins with is yavoshu. It means his shame. Again, it's future tense. If unbelievers mocked Christ and lied about him, we should expect nothing less, since Christ abides in us. And meditating upon the precepts of his gospel removes shame from us while shaming the proud. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 79 says, let those who fear you turn to me, that they may know your testimonies. Verse 79 is yeshuvu. Again, it's future tense. It means turn him. Yeshuvu. May we grow in maturity so that others who fear God may know Christ more intimately through our witness. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1 says, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. And the last verse, verse 80, says, may my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. And that's a compound, again. We saw in the compound in verse 76, Yehi. Yehi Labi. Yehi Labi is a compound, which means let my heart be, as in future tense. While God has given us a new heart and a new spirit, may we walk with a pure heart in God's statutes by the Spirit, so we may see Christ now and not be ashamed in that day when Christ returns. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26 and 27 says, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. Matthew 5 and verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And 1 John chapter 2 and verse 28 says, and now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. And that is The eight verses from 73 to 80 in Psalm 119 for the letter Yud. And so to close it off here, close it out, here is our challenge today. Psalm 119 verse 73 says, "Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments." My challenge, therefore, is for you young people to memorize verse 73 in your favorite Bible version. Meditate upon the truth that it was the nail-pierced hands of the Lord Jesus Christ that has made us new creations in Christ and is molding us, shaping us, and fashioning us to be God's children who understand Christ's commandments, learn Christ's commandments, and display Christ's commandments with the testimonies of our lives, live for him. And so that is Yud, Psalm 119, verses 73 through 80.